Welcome to Between the Lines. Listening to literature online. This is show number 156, The Elephant in the Room. Elephant is a symbol of memory and the Dharma and of other things. It connects to a little story that's talked about in the show, and I'm not sure what else, just kind of riffing on it. And the elephant is a large animal, it's hard to forget. Also, in the context of the news and what's being distributed in the world and what is true and what is false is a big topic. So, the elephant came to mind. Also, because the elephant is so large, it takes a while to learn all about it. And that's also in the little story that's in the show. This is your host, Monk. Thank you for listening. Recently, I'm thinking about the news and thinking about the discrepancies and thinking about the varied stories, whether it's Trump and his cabinet, whether it's Standing Rock, whether it's election spies hijacking, all kinds of stuff that I've heard that is total propaganda. Depending on who you listen to, so who knows. So I just took out the recorder because the story of the blind men and an elephant came to mind. Before getting to that, another metaphor is that we are all looking for guides and guideposts, which is actually what the pictograph, the ancient Chinese pictograph for the Tao, Taoist philosophy has a face and in between two posts, two guideposts, two signs. So we are ever in the moment looking for how to get through the day, get to where we're going, whether that's physically to the store or internally or consciousness or what have you. So the news and the loss of authority that seems to come out of the news and that people take it for authority, then it becomes a kind of hearsay brainwashing where people don't necessarily look and think for themselves. And so that's an ongoing thing. And around this metaphor of authority is the image of the circle where no one is higher than another. And nature, where there is no headline in nature. Of course, if there's a snowstorm or some intense nature thing, that's more of a headline. But essentially, nature has no headline because everything is working together. So I think the whole concept of the media, in a way, is twisted from the get-go with this top story headline psychology. Something to think about. Something I just started thinking about. And the blind man and an elephant came to mind because this is a famous story that is associated with many spiritual religious traditions. The Jains, the Buddhists, the Sufis, the Hindus, the Baha'i. Let's see, on Wikipedia, the tale later became well known in Europe with 19th century American poet John Godfrey Sachs creating his own version as a poem. It's been published in many books for adults and children, interpreted in many, many ways. Essentially originated in the Indian subcontinent. So to paraphrase, you can look it up, to paraphrase the story, we'll just read this one. The Jain version of the story says that six blind men were asked to determine what an elephant looked like by feeling different parts of the elephant's body. The blind man who feels a leg says the elephant is like a pillar. The one who feels the tail says the elephant is like a rope. The one who feels the trunk says the elephant is like a tree branch. The one who feels the ear says the elephant is like a hand fan. The one who feels the belly says the elephant is like a wall, and the one who feels the tusk says the elephant is like a solid pipe. King explains to them, all of you are right. The reason every one of you is telling it differently is because each of you touched the different parts of the elephant. So actually, the elephant has all the features you mentioned. So while they're all right, on the other hand, they're all incorrect because they're not seeing the whole elephant. So there's a many layered story here. We could say that each person's view is to be respected, and each person sees what they see and gives a different angle, and so we learn from that. But yet, again, to try to tie this into the news metaphor, when we fixate on one particular part, we don't see the whole picture, and we forget the elephant in the room, in a good way. We forget that there's more to the story. There's the proverbial connect the dots. There's the all the relations, the relativity view that things are all connected, not just a view. That's a living reality. So we have these metaphors. Another one coming to mind is the Zen ox or bull herding pictures and poems. Another guidepost. You can look up all these things to try to point our way to, I guess you could say, the truth, but not in an absolutist way, but to some level of truth, as opposed to the illusions that the news is spawning so many of, and so much discrepancies. And so to tie that in to the title of this audio show, Between the Lines, often I've mentioned this sort of connected in a literary sense of having to realize that life experience is different than the printed page, and yet they intertwine, and yet, you know, ever reminded, because personally, I don't want to become overly intellectual bookworm, and I can't tie my shoes or connect with people in nature and stuff. So I think that's one aspect of the between the lines, is that ever pointing at the mysterious and the unnameable. But then there's the between the lines that is happening, where what I see happening recently is what kind of spawned the idea for this show. Between the lines of having to look and read between the lines of not only the news, but of who is saying what and what is being said, and who the person or people are affiliated with, who they serve. That's an old Bob Dylan song. You're going to have to serve somebody. So who are you serving? Now, a lot of times on websites you can research, or news sites, you can find out. If you look at the Who We Are or the About Us page, and or who's the board behind it or whatever, or see who the funding is, you can learn a lot about what's actually going on, or maybe the impetus from that. And there's a fair amount, or actually not a fair amount, a few, seemingly a short list of investigative journalists beholden to nobody, really. Some that come to mind, I just learned of Eva Bartlett talking about Syria and the lies coming out of Syria. There's Greg Palast, who does some phenomenal investigative reporting. And there's Abby Martin with Empire Files and other news stuff. And then there's Eleanor Goldfield with Act Out. And let's see, Redacted Tonight, Comedy News with Lee Camp. These are some that I keep up with, as far as, you know, independent journalists, or pretty much so. Some work for different news stations like RT, but overall they seem to be, you know, after the truth and caring about people and you know, and the world, nature, etc. And then there is the you know, the think and know for yourself mode, which is I don't know what to say, except, you know, each person, you know, reads the news, has their intuitions, has their suspicions, however much you go on that, or gut feeling, or you know, research. Some people want to research more and find out the facts as much as you can. Sometimes you can't figure it all out. It's just too hidden. The levels of the system are hidden in some regard. So, you know, my general point is that we sort of is to step back and think twice about one's views and one's opinions that then one goes and talks about or spouts about, to remember that you may be holding on to the tusk or the leg, and it may not be the whole picture. And I guess the other thing, part of the what I wanted to convey and the gist of wanting to talk about this, is that I feel like recently, and I don't really feel like it's worth getting into the specifics of naming people, or because a lot of stuff is, again, not clear. I haven't done all the research to know exactly who is telling the truth and who knows what, but I noticed recently in the news with various stories, whether it's the, you know, what's going on with Trump, whether it's the way the elections were handled, whether it's with Standing Rock, and, you know, there's other stories that there's layers, and even with people, some people that I, you know, just say, for example, a journalist, I may read and like their stuff, but yet certain things in the article a question. So it's not a matter of like everybody has to, I have to agree with everybody everything, but it's a level of just looking more deeply at what is this person's motive, and if I don't agree with certain things, what, you know, what kind of party line, or not party line, but what, you know, what is this person's agenda or personal bias or whatever it is that flavors that. And I think I'm finding that even more important to do, so that I don't get, I think it's about not being sort of so rah-rah. You know, it's nice to have favorites and things and people we follow, but it's also good to remember that the sort of the truer story is about not the people, but the causes or what's represented. I mean, a lot of the election and stuff was all caught up about Republicans and Democrats and this and that, but I think like the bigger picture is more about the people and Mother Earth versus, not, I don't want to frame it in just a sort of reality TV show way, but, you know, in essence, like a versus the attacks of the corporation and state. So maybe it deserves to be in that place, but you know, there's kind of like the framework of the discussion, I think, affects how we handle things and where we put our attention. And so rather than getting caught up in the specific messenger or the specific story, I think we need to keep a broad view of what's the essence of the story, and what's happening, and to look behind the lines, between the lines, and to take some more time. So I don't know what to call this new era. It seems like this era of scrambledness. It seems like there's a recent, it's been compared to the McCarthy era, this kind of witch hunt on lefty, liberal, whatever you want to call, you know, being labeled sort of communist alternative news sites or whatever. So it seems like the ministers of information are concerned about their messages and about the messages getting out there, because the media is such a powerful shaper of societal views. So it seems like with the advent of the websites and social media, there's a certain true democracy of communication happening, and perhaps in response to that, the powers feel that they are losing control. And so that may be a reason for the suggestions of this kind of crackdown, which I don't know for sure yet. There have been some signs of it, and people can easily get bad-mouthed and sort of pseudo-blacklisted. So that remains to be seen how that plays out. But I think, again, it accentuates the working together and what any individual can do, you know, even with a simple book, a simple video show, a simple news show, a simple recording, a simple podcast, whatever it is. And that, you know, these things become ever vital as part of the process of stripping the authority figure media head that has, you know, guided so much of shaped our minds. I mean, I think back about how much I grew up, you know, just in front of that TV, or in, you know, following, those were the views I heard. And then as I learned to expand and hear from other people, and then, you know, even get a wider view, say from Native and Indigenous people, to see, you know, well, how does that person see what I'm seeing? So again, that elephant, you know, people see things from different angles, and, you know, what's right or true is up to what you come up with. So, God, I feel like this could be a whole forum for discussion, but of course it could. I just wanted to kind of open up the topic, 'cause it's been on my mind, and it was called to my attention in a dream to pay attention. So, and in connection with this audio show, so I figured this is a format to share that view, that you know, pay attention, trust your own news, and you know, just I don't know, be more skeptical, I guess. That's my message. Be more skeptical, talk to people, talk to try to find out in different ways. And just to wrap up, we'll read some of the versions of the elephant story here. Here's one from here's the John Godfrey Sachs version. It starts off, "It was six men of Indostan, to learning much inclined, who went to see the elephant, though all of them were blind, that each by observation might satisfy his mind." And then here's another verse. "And so these men of Indostan disputed loud and long, each in his own opinion, exceeding stiff and strong, though each was partly in the right and all were in the wrong." And then it gives the moral. It says, "Moral: so oft in theologic wars the disputants, I ween, rail on in utter ignorance of what each other mean, and prate about an elephant not one of them has seen." So that's also a really good reminder, you know, to I think about that sometimes when I think I know a lot, because I read a lot of news and talk to people and yada yada, but then I realize, wow, how much do I actually truly know? Not, you know, hearsay, not someone's opinion. And another part I wanted to add was too, was that sometimes gotten into arguments with people, it's hard to discuss a topic sometimes because any particular person's experience shapes that. So you could have, just as an example, you know, a dictator in a country, and yet those who benefit from it will say, you know, oh, he's wonderful, whereas those who are abused by it will say he's awful. So it depends on who you talk to about a person or about a topic too. So I've learned to try to avoid those discussions, because you can cherry pick information. It doesn't mean it's wrong, but it's like, personally, I like to get to the elephant big picture. So I have to take into account each person's experience, but you know, again, the elephant big picture. So let's see, other quotes here. Here's some other little, this one is from the Buddhist. This is from the Buddhas. The Buddha speaks the following verse. "Oh, how they cling and wrangle, some who claim for preacher and monk the honored name. For quarreling each to his view they cling, such folk see only one side of a thing." I didn't know the Buddha rhymed. And they quote Rumi in here. And here's Rumi, he says, "does not present a resolution to the conflict in his version, but states, the eye of the sea is one thing and the foam another. Let the foam go and gaze with the eye of the sea. Day and night foam flecks are flung from the sea. Oh, amazing! You behold the foam, but not the sea. We are like boats dashing together. Our eyes are darkened, yet we are in clear water." Rumi ends his poem by stating, "If each had a candle and they went in together, the differences would disappear." I like that metaphor of the foam, because the news, the headlines and stuff, it does. It's like almost literally like foam that flings in the face, and it's like, oh my God, did you see the headline? And but then, you know, sometimes days later or months later, the true news comes out. We see that a lot with arrests, where people get arrested and then the charges are dropped later on. So it becomes a false image. Not that the foam is false, but the metaphor here, just riffing on Rumi, is that you know, watch out for that, the foam flinging, and stay focused with the essence, which is the eternal sea. And adding one more tidbit, another thing, because having just read a post from one of the camps in Standing Rock, it reminded me that as much as social media can be a distraction, one of the advantages in today's media, in today's world, is that a group, or whatever you call, you know, people or individual, can make a statement on their own, and in that way the technology and the social media is superseding this age of the mainstream media authority figure. So still in the propaganda war, it's a challenge because the mainstream media has, you know, the biggest sort of biggest audience, although that's changing, but they have the biggest megaphones, so to speak. So it's still a challenge, and a lot of people don't necessarily believe things from the little guy, but the fact is there is more ability to get stuff out there, and I see that as a major turning point in the sort of information propaganda brainwashing that is so prevalent. And there is the ability to find the truth if you look a little bit for it. So on that note, look for the elephant, for the whole elephant. All right. Thank you for listening. Have a good one. And we'll go out with a song, Sing Our Own Song by Buffy St. Marie.
So.